Spiritual Life Center. Transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are.
One heart.
One heart.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
Well, good morning once again. And I just have one fundamental question. Is life good or what? Sometimes we look at some of our experiences and it doesn't seem like life is good. But this COVID experience is giving us an opportunity to live what we say we believe. You know, what we focus on, of course, increases and becomes more in our life. So we recognize that during these times, it's easy, and sometimes we're inclined to give our attention to what we don't want, to what's not working, rather than feast on the qualities of God, also known as the Word of God. Yet we understand that all experiences that we have value. One of my spiritual teachers reminded me that everything in life, you either enjoy it or you learn from it. I know that many people do not necessarily enjoy this COVID experience we're going through. Now, there's some folks I've talked to, they say they're thriving in this environment. They like it. Now, there's just a few of them. You know, they like, you know, the going apart time that they have. But maybe like me, you may be experiencing COVID fatigue. You're ready for this to be over. And even when I'm not thinking about it consciously, I think on my subconscious or unconscious level, it is still part of my experience. I say that because recently I had a dream. And the message I got from the dream was, you know, going through this pandemic is like having a wilderness experience. And I was recalling when I was in ministerial school, we had a particular term in which the theme was about the wilderness experience. And it reminded me of the story of Jesus, the time that he was in the wilderness himself. And he ended up fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. It was the beginning of his ministry. And while he was in the desert, it says in the scripture reference, he was tempted by the devil, which means he was tempted by his ego, or he was tempted by crazy thoughts that were going through his mind. And somewhere along the way, it says in those scriptural references that one does not live by bread alone, or the fear thoughts, as I would say, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. The master teacher was feasting on spiritual ideas until they became more real to him than anything else in his life. I think for us, when we fast from fear and we feast on spiritual ideas or the Word of God, then we find that our life is saturated with a glow. It's saturated with a smile of the soul. It's saturated with power. It's saturated with creative urges. Because something wonderful is always waiting to spring forth into action, despite the stuff we do not like that's going on in our world and sometimes in our life. You know, during this pandemic, we want to focus on those things that are moving us into that space, that high vibration space. And we may be asking, how does one do that? It starts by constantly recognizing the presence, recognizing it in everything that we do. Which brings me to the topic of the day, which is you better recognize. Now, that phrase or slang or vernacular was used back in the day. I don't know if folks still use it. I'm sure they're using some variation of it. And when somebody said, you better recognize, it really means that perhaps they're saying that because someone may have disrespected them, or they diminished them, or they didn't respond in the way that they thought that they should. And they said, you better recognize. Don't you know who I am? In a spiritual plane, the first stage of prayer, genuine prayer, is recognition, which is recognizing the power, recognizing the presence, recognizing the love of pure spirit that is everywhere. I believe we have to continually recognize that we are divine and perfect expressions in the mind and in the heart of God. Sometimes that's easy to forget because we get caught up in the stuff that's going on and what's wrong and who's to blame. But we want to recognize as ourselves as the perfect expressions of God, the perfect expressions of the force, and that each of us are unique, dynamic expressions of this presence, fully franchised, and who are here to express that in life. We have to recognize that by, you know, we can do that by recognizing and pulling from, I would say, the 49th chapter of Isaiah. I think this week I'm drawing a lot from, you know, Bible stories and scriptures because I guess I've been dreaming about these stories in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know why, but I figure, well, use it. Anyway, from Isaiah, and as a side note, you know, Isaiah must have been Jesus' favorite prophet because he quotes him more than any other of the prophets. Anyway, in the book of Isaiah, the Spirit of the living God is saying that I have your name branded upon the palm of my hand. I have your name branded upon the palm of my hand. And that's presence, that consciousness saying, your name is branded on the palm of God's hand. Which means this, in my view. It means that every time, figuratively speaking, the Godhead, the presence, the force, looks at the palm of its hand, if it could do that, what it would do, it would see your name. It would see you as a unique individual expression of itself. And that means that you're important. That means that you matter. That means that you're significant all of the time. There's something about you, there's something about me, unlike anyone else, and it must be expressed. I believe we need to recognize that as we begin to work on ourselves and to receive more of what the broad presence had for us, and we have to accept that. And as we accept that, then we are accepting who we are and what Spirit sees us as being. Yet we still have an amount of growth that we can take in our life. You know, I remember that, you know, someone told me how we see ourselves determines what our experiences will be. And I thought of a story about, you know, an African prince. And he was born a hunchback. And on the prince's 13th birthday, his father and the king of the village asked the very young boy, what did he want to receive as a gift? And he said that the young boy bent over him. And he looked up, and the prince said to the king, I want a statue of myself. The prince's father was somewhat confused as he was very concerned because the last thing that he wanted for his young son was for his son to be mocked by other people in the village and in the community. And in an effort to change the boy's mind, the king said, surely there must be something else that you desire. However, the young prince was steadfast. He was pretty much stubborn in what he wanted to have happen and the gift that he wanted to receive. And he simply said to his father, no, I want a statue of myself. But I don't want a statue that looks like I appear now. I want a statue of myself of how I would appear if I stood up straight. I want it placed outside the window of my garden so that I can see it every single day when I look out the window. Well, the king relented, and the statue was completed. And every morning, the hunchback boy stood before his likeness. He did this day in and day out, and he stretched his body to mimic the 6-foot replica of himself. And the son of the king did this without fail for 8 straight years. And on his 21st birthday, that prince stood shoulders erect, head straight, and he stared eyeball to eyeball with his bronze image. And they asked what the prince's secret was. And the prince said that his secrets were in these words: as you see yourself, so shall you be. And I think a young prince has a message for us. He recognized his true nature. He had to have that recognition before he could experience that replica of himself. I bring that up because there is nothing more frustrated than a frustrated truth student or a metaphysician. And I'm often talking about someone who knows all the spiritual laws. They know how it works. They know why it works. They know what it's, you know, how, they know that it is done unto you as you believe. But somewhere along the line, they did not feel embraced or maybe accepted by themselves. They did not feel accepted or embraced by the Spirit of the living God. Yet what we must do, we must recognize and accept our identity clause that the Jesus the Christ reminded us of when he said, ye are the light. And I also remember that he didn't say, give me a light. He didn't say, give me a Coors Light or anything like that. He said, ye are the light. And that's what you are. That's what I am. That's what we all are. And nothing can stop that. Yet many people believe that in order to get that love, they have to be a particular way. But we must remember that you and I are loved unconditionally. But often people forget that. You know, there's a musical artist. Some would say that she's a celebrity. She's very well off financially, well known. But she wrote a message on her social media. And she was suggesting that she wanted to check out of this life because she did not see herself as a unique expression of God that she was and she is. And she seemingly had everything a human being could ever want, everything a person could ever desire. But she did not recognize and accept that she was wondrously made. But we have to recognize first and foremost that we are absolutely accepted, absolutely embraced by the Spirit of God. And as we find our way into that kind of acceptance, our life glorifies this presence. Our life glorifies the Spirit of God. It's all about recognizing that the presence of God is everywhere. Is recognizing the truth of our being. Even when the facts of life are not to our liking, we can say that this presence is always for us, that life can and is good. It is important to have that recognition, particularly when we're going through challenging times. Because we must realize that within every challenge, there is a magnificent gift in it. It has a tendency to draw the Christ presence out of us. The deeper, more dimensions of our being comes forth. And it has nothing to do with circumstances. It has nothing to do with situations, people, places, or things. You know, including the pandemic that we're going through right now. There is something about us, about being made in the image and likeness and out of God itself, and accepting that truth without reservation. You know, when life seems to betray us, and betrayals are calling out our name. Understand that a hidden talent, a reservoir of strength, a divine power, and insight can be born from those challenges. That's the gift. There's something about you and me and our world that when our back is against the wall, when things do not turn out the way that we think they should, there is something about us that when the God stories begin to be told and are his stories or her stories begin to dissolve, and those stories are simply the woe is me, woe is us, ain't it awful? Those are the, you know, the her stories and his stories. But when the God story begins to be proclaimed, we begin to rise up, and the pure dimensions of our soul comes into full bloom as to who and what we really are. All of this comes about when we first train ourselves to recognize, recognize, remember that the presence is there always. That this recognition factor is always available to us. And we can take a look at what we are individually and collectively going through. We can just see it maybe as our own, maybe temporary crucifixion experience. And it's okay as long as we know there's going to be a resurrection along the way, and there always can be a resurrection. As I like to say, we can have a resurrection anytime. We don't have to wait for Easter to have a resurrection. You know, Easter is a long way off, and you definitely don't want to be in a crucifixion for that long of a time. You know, as I thought about this, again, I'm reminded of a story in John, the 21st chapter, another Bible story where Jesus had resurrected, actually. And his disciples were out fishing. And Simon, Peter, Thomas, and a few other disciples were there. And they were fishing all night. And they did not catch nary a fish, as they would say. They were just fishing and fishing, and they got bored and they got tired. And they brought the boat in, and they were on their way to getting back to land. And they say Jesus the Christ, or they saw rather say Jesus Christ coming. And they recognized the Christ presence. It spoke to them. They heard him. And this Christ presence said, go back to the boat. Throw your net on the right side of the boat. And then pull it in. And so when they recognized him, and they heard him, and they did as he said, they said they pulled in many, many fish that weren't there before. This is the secret, I believe, to rising above conditions. We must first recognize the Christ presence, the God presence, the divine. Hear it. And then go back to doing what they were told to do. And as they threw their net on the right side of the boat based upon the instructions they received, things began to work out. You know, for ourselves, our consciousness or our mindset is our net. And we begin to operate on the right side of the law, being available to the divine thought of the Spirit. And then you and I discover that we reap the all good. And we may ask, what does that mean? You know, sometimes when we're going through life, we think we're working on a project and whatever is right in front of us. And a lot of times we may not be getting the results. We're not bearing what they say, rich fruit. And we wonder, why not? Why aren't we getting the results? Why aren't we feeling better about life, about the world? After all, we may be saying to ourselves, I've been repeating over and over again, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, but I do not see it. Despite saying that and making all the effort to trying to make something happen. But what has happened, we have not recognized the presence, the Christ, the divine first. We may think we're trying to make it happen our own wit and power. Yes, we do our part, and then Spirit provides the increase. But most importantly, we must recognize the Christ first. Then we must listen and hear the presence saying, now go back to what you think you were working on. The Spirit of God is saying, after you have recognized me in you, then cast your net on the right side of the law. Keep your attention available to the inspired thought of the infinite loving presence. And you and I will begin to bear witness to the truth that makes us free. That presence is always there. It's always available. It's always kind of knocking at our consciousness. And if we don't stop and recognize or recognize the Christ presence, we will make ourselves available to anything that knocks on the door of our awareness. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm sure most of us have been taught since we were youngsters, do not open the door till you know who it is. You know, our fathers and mothers have told that to us, our grandparents, our guardians may have told that to us, that if someone knocks on the door, don't open the door until you know who it is. I think for us, we must first recognize this Christ presence. We must first recognize the divine. Then we can open the door to the insights of spirit that will take all of us higher. But if we do not recognize that Christ presence first, we have opened the door to worry, we have opened the door to doubt, we have opened the door to fear, and the emotional contagion that sweeps through the human experience oftentimes is taking place now. And then we carry that angst as a burden on our soul, and we try to make life work from that awareness. It will not happen. We cannot do it. We're not that strong. We're not that smart. Sorry to break the news to us all, but without the presence of God, we're really not at our best. Without the Spirit, there is no wisdom there. Without the divine presence, everything we're doing in life is lived in vain. So we don't care how much glitter or we create in our life unless we have moved and are constantly spiritualizing our life and being here for something bigger than ourselves, being guided by something bigger than ourselves, then all of our labors will be in vain. We'll never be able to fulfill our full potential. As we begin to practice the recognition factor and this way of moving in the world, we begin to move from being a victim to being a victor to being a vessel of the Spirit of God, even now, even in challenging times. Understand as I begin to close out that the recognition factor is based on asking the right questions. You know, when we're going through our own wilderness experience, we do not ever want to say, how much worse can this get? Because we know the universe being all powerful and infinite, and we invoking the ancient law, ask and you shall receive, it will reveal a variety of ways that how it could get worse. So we do invoke the law incorrectly by doing that. When we ask, how can things get any worse? How can things get more terrible than they are now? And the universe will hear that and say, well, you want to know? Here you go. No, we want to invoke the recognition factor. We want to lift our attention from which cometh our help. We want to look for God. And we want to be able to say, how awesome is God that I serve? How great is God? What does God have for me today? How will God show up in my life, our life, in the world's life? And we will be using the law of invocation properly and correctly. And the infinite nature of the universe will show us ways upon ways upon ways about how awesome our God is, how wonderful God is, how dynamic and loving God is, how forgiving this God presence is, how healing God is. And you and I will stand in the awareness that there is nothing life or a pandemic can do to us that can break us. We may bend like the willow, but when you and I are recognizing this presence, when we are recognizing the divine, there is nothing, absolutely nothing in the life experience that can be happening to us that can break us down. It will only serve to make us stronger. We will rise. That's a combination of rise and shine. Sometimes you just have to abbreviate more than one word because there's so much coming through that the Spirit is trying to say to and through us. We want to rise and shine. Rise and shine. So we must recognize this presence. We must recognize this presence and remind ourselves why we are here. And then we will see there are infinite possibilities within you, within me, to shine and express ourselves and be a beneficial presence on the planet. And we listen. We recognize the Christ presence everywhere that we go. And along the way, we affirm, my life is the life of God. I am victorious. I am a victor. I am a vessel of love. I am a vessel of peace. I am a vessel of compassion. I am a vessel of generosity. I am a vessel of forgiveness. I am victorious vessels of the presence of God. Let us accept that. Let us live that. Let us recognize that. As it says to us in so many words, you better recognize. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center, transforming lives as we love, serve, and remember who we are. One heart.